All right, let's call this meeting of the Senate Resources Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 3:30 PM on Wednesday, April 14th, 2021, and that we have a quorum present today are Senator Stevens, Senator Keel, Senator Kawasaki, and myself, Senator Rivak. We're joined today by Representative Kronk. Staffing the committee today is committee aide Biddy Tangeman, LIO moderator Nate Williams, and we have Christopher Dickrell online from records. Thank you to you all for the hard work that you do. Please silence your cell phones. Today's agenda consists of six of governor's appointees. The first four we'll hear have been appointed to the Board of Game. Jacob Fletcher from Talkeetna, Lynn Kolg Jr. from Anchorage, Stanley Hoffman from Bethel, and Jerry Burnett from Juneau. And the last two are appointments to the Big Game Commercial Services Board, Eli Cyrus from Kiana and Martin Boynick from Glen Allen. At the very end, we'll open up public testimony on all of the nominees. In your packets, you will find a fact sheet. The Board of Game's main role is to conserve and develop Alaska's wildlife resources. This includes establishing open and closed seasons, areas for taking game, setting bag limits, and regulating methods and means. The board is also involved with setting policy and direction for the management of the state's wildlife resources. The board is charged with making allocative decisions. And the Department of Fish and Game is responsible for management based on those decisions. So up first is Jacob Fletcher from Talkeetna. Mr. Fletcher was appointed June 20th, 2020, and if confirmed, his term would expire June 30th, 2023. Mr. Fletcher, if you could please put yourself on the record and give us a brief 2 to 3 minute introduction about your personal background and a little bit about why you are interested in serving.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. For the record, my name is Jake Fletcher. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and all the members of the committee. I'd appreciate your consideration for confirmation to the Board of Game. I live in Talkeetna. I'm married, and I have 8-year-old twins. My wife and myself own a small big game guiding business that predominantly operates on Kodiak Island in the spring and in the fall. In the summer months, I operate a vessel for Mahay's Jet Boat Adventures in Talkeetna. And in the winter, I work for Dallas Seavey's Kennel here in Talkeetna as well. My family and I are avid outdoors people. We predominantly consume wild game. We feel very blessed to live in a state that affords us so much opportunity when it comes to filling our freezers. I've worked as a packer, an assistant guide, and a registered guide for over 20 years. I'm very familiar with the way that game regulations are implemented in the field. I'm slow to speak and quick to listen. I work well and am respectful to others. I will work very hard to be a conscientious and effective member of the Board and Game. I would appreciate an affirmative vote when it comes to my confirmation, and I'll be happy to try to answer any questions that any of you might have for me. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to welcome Senator Machicki to the committee. Do we have questions from members of the committee? So I have a question, and thank you so much for your willingness to serve, Mr. Fletcher. The committee has received a number of letters in opposition, not to you personally, but concern that there are too many guides being appointed to the board, which they believe will tip the balance. This is some of the language that we've received in some of the letters. And they believe that it'll tip the balance in favor of commercial interests is what we've heard. So do you have a response to that, or could you speak a little bit to your objectivity?
Yes, Mr. Chair. You know, I'm a guide, and I'm a resident hunter, and I also work as a nature viewing guide, and a fishing guide, and I do realize the concern that people might have that there might be too many guides appointed to the game, but as far as I know, there's a really, really big difference between being a registered guide that operates and signs contracts in the field, what I am, and somebody that might hold an assistant guide license or a class A assistant guide license. And first and foremost, I'm a resident hunter, and I we rely heavily on the game we get to put in the freezer every year. Does that answer your question, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, I do appreciate that, and I also want, I know you adjusted your flight to be here. I appreciate that commitment and your willingness to serve and to testify here today. Do any other committee members have questions? Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess just a question, sir. What issues or initiatives do you plan to pursue as a member of the board?
Through the chair to member Keel. Like any job, whenever you first start it, you're not the absolutely best that you can be. And I'm still, in the process of learning the system and becoming a more and more effective member. Right now, as far as like initiatives or an agenda of any kind, we have 84 advisory committees in this state, and it is such a really, really neat system. I've got the opportunity to be a part of those for several years now. And the advisory committees that are positioned all over the state get to speak on every issue that's going to be in front of the Board of Game. And I really, really appreciate, and I rely heavily on what those advisory committees have to say. As an agenda or anything that I'm planning to pursue, it's just to reflect the interests of this state, and I rely heavily on all the information that we get from the advisory committees, and on top of that we have the department, and we have so much really, really good information. It makes it a heck of a lot easier when it comes to making a decision. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Mr. Fletcher. Any other questions? Okay, well, we appreciate it again. Next, we're going to move on to Lynn. Lynn is from Anchorage. She was appointed July 1st, 2020, and if confirmed, his term would expire June 30th, 2023. Lynn, if you could please put yourself on the record and teach me how to pronounce your last name correctly, give us a short a brief 2 to 3 minute introduction, a little background, and why you're interested in serving, maybe some important issues to you. Please begin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. My name is Lynn Keough, Jr. I am a lifelong Alaskan. I am married with 3 grown children and 7 grandkids. My wife and I have owned and operated a fishing charter company on the Kenai Peninsula for over 30 years. Our youngest son still works in the business with us as a captain for our saltwater operation. I commercial shrimp in Prince William Sound in the spring prior to our fishing season. In fact, that's where I'm actually calling you from, the boat. We're kind of on a weather hold waiting to get out to the commercial opener tomorrow morning. I am a registered hunting guide. However, I do not contract hunts. I contracted one hunt the very first year I got my license, and that was over 20 years ago. I've done a max of one hunt every fall for the past several years to cover supplemental income, and cover costs of renewing my license. I'm a full-time trapper in the winter months. I served on the Anchorage AC for 2 terms and was the chairman of the South Central Alaska Trappers Association for 10 years, was serving 2 terms on the board of directors for the Alaska Trappers Association. I believe in resident opportunity. I have no wildlife violations. I did have a motor violation on the Kenai River around 2007. And received a second citation for violating my commercial operator permit. Both citations were for the same issue. I pled no contest and paid the fine. I attended my first Board of Game meeting with my father, who had submitted a proposal and went to testify. Sidney Huntington was on the board at the time. I have participated in the board process ever since, submitting proposals and testifying on others that were of interest to me. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Keough. Do we have questions from committee members? Sure. Senator Keough?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll start with the same one I asked the previous nominee. Are there particular issues that you're planning to focus on if you're confirmed to the Board of Game?
I wouldn't say I would be bringing an agenda to the board. what I, you know, I guess if you want to call it agenda, you know, represent the resource first and user second. And so, you know, if you represent the resource first and then start with subsistence use after that, resident use after that, and if there's still a harvestable surplus beyond that, then we get into the non-resident aspect of it.
Follow up?
Thank you. That I guess that order of operations, it would be a pretty dramatic shift in a number of hunts around the state, number of species in certain game management units. Is that something you're going to propose on a statewide basis or in particular areas?
No, it would have to be a case by case. I mean, there's plenty of areas in the state that have, you know, general hunts. There's plenty of opportunity. There's a harvestable surplus, so everybody can pretty much participate, including, you know, non-resident. But there's other areas of the state that evidently have some issues with populations, and you have to restrict the use at that point, and you kind of start at the non-residents and work your way back.
Follow-up?
Not on that line.
Another question?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I might echo the question you asked earlier. I think I have more emails in opposition from my constituents, specifically on the issue of additional guides on the board than I have anything in support of my constituent who is nominated to the Board of Games. So it's definitely fired people up. Mr. Keogh, can you talk to us about how you see the balance of interests on the Board of Game and your role in that if confirmed?
Well, I believe that diversity is very important on the board. The fact that I hold a piece of paper, a professional license that the legislature authorized in order to conduct hunts, I'm required to have a registered guide license. I worked very hard to get that license now, but you know, and the reality of it is I'm 56 years old, going to be 57 in July. How many more years am I really going to be interested in packing moose? Oh, who knows? It's probably getting shorter and shorter. I've kept the license because I've worked so hard to get it. But I don't utilize the license in the manner that it was probably intended, you know, where you get your registered license, set up shop, book your own hunts, sign your own contracts, stuff like that. Like I said, I just, our fishing season keeps me too busy. Logistically, I don't believe I have the time to dedicate to do it properly. So I guide for other guides. Like I said, typically it's one moose hunt in the fall, 10-day moose hunt that I've been doing for the last several years.
And just to follow up on that particular line, I mean, is that a viewpoint you think is underrepresented on the board today?
I don't know that I'd be representing that viewpoint. I would be representing resident hunters, resident trappers, subsistence users. I participate in all those activities. In fact, I spend more time in those activities, way more time in those activities than I do in a hunting guide aspect.
I don't want to dominate the conversation, Mr. Chairman.
Do we have other questions? None? No? Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Keogh. We appreciate your time and your commitment and your willingness to serve. So thanks for being here with us. Next, we're going to hear from Stanley Hoffman from Bethel. He is up for reappointment, and his term is set to expire June 30th, 2023. And he has been serving since 2008. Please, Mr. Hoffman, if you could place yourself on the record, give us a brief 2 to 3 minute introduction about your personal background and why you're interested in continuing to serve.
Yeah, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Good afternoon to everybody. For the record, my name is Stanley L. Hoffman, Jr. Most know me by my nickname, Stosh. And speaking today in regards to my confirmation for the State Board of Game, I was born and raised in Alaska on the Kuskokwim River. I lived in McGrath for 20 years and most currently Bethel for the last 30 years. My family relies heavily on hunting and fishing in the area, Subsistence is our main source of food. In the past, I was a registered assistant guide and a commercial fisherman when the industry was active. I live and work in Bethel, and I've had the honor of serving on the Board of Games since 2008. I have a lot to offer. My understanding and the use of subsistence along with my experience as a registered assistant guide give me well-rounded perspective for Alaskans on this board. I am an avid user of this resource, and I appreciate the need for clear policies and responsible regulations. I also feel strongly that it is important to have a veteran member on the board. To know the history and how proposals were adopted is instrumental and necessary to enhance public engagement and understanding. Being able to speak with firsthand knowledge about the actions of the board helps everyone move forward when the topics come up again. I bring a broad perspective and I have a good understanding of the issues at hand. I work well with others and I really enjoy listening to the advisory committees and the public and the department on all aspects of game issues. Thank you for your consideration and I appreciate your support.
Thank you, Mr. Hoffman. Do we have questions from members of the committee? Senator Michicki.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Hoffman. Just always like to get these things out on the table, not a negative thing in any way, shape, or form. Are you any relationship to Senator Hoffman?
Senator Lyman Hoffman is my dad's cousin.
Okay, just to follow up, is there anyone in Bethel that's not related to Senator Hoffman?
I could think long and hard, and it would be a few names I could probably pull out.
Thank you very much, and thanks for being willing to serve.
Well, thank you, Mr. Hoffman. There certainly is a long history of service to the state by Hoffmans. I have a question. Given your history on the board, what do you suppose has been one of the biggest challenges that you've faced so far, and how did you deal with it?
Well, there's been a lot of challenges. Let's see, for some that come to mind right now, you know, Unit 13 has been a big one. It was put in my lap right when I got on in 2008, and we've been dealing with it ever since. And that is, you know, a part of that program now is the community hunt. That's been a long-going issue that I think is finally starting to quiet down a little bit, but that was one of the big challenges we've had over the years. A lot of subcommittees, a lot of after-hour working, long hours past, you know, with town hall meetings and so forth. So that one was one. Another one, you know, the caribou issues. I didn't think of it much, but in the first few years on my time on the board, I like to say I was mentored by Mr. Ben Brusendorf. I got up in the mornings and tried to prepare for the day, and he was always up before me in the restaurants. And so I would talk to him about this and that. And I remember he was always worried about the bears and the caribou. And I didn't see it then. And boy, it sure seemed to have come true. You know, the Mulchatner herd has crashed drastically. You know, 20 years ago, it was over 200,000 animals. And now we're under 30,000 animals. And we also have some other caribou problems further north. They're taking some action, not as drastically as the Mulchatner herd. But those are the first two that come to mind, Mr. Chairman.
Well, thank you, Stanley. Do we have questions? Senator Michicki has a question.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Hoffman. I actually have a real one this time. I just looking at the letters I've received, although you're also an assistant guide, at least, why do you suppose that there is resistance on the balance, and how does balance sort of get in the way of the actions of the board? I'm trying to understand some of the opposition to a couple of the others when I've not received a single letter on yours. And this is nothing personal to them. I'm just kind of asking a guy that's not really affected by the negative letters.
Well, let me see if I can answer that. I'll do the best I can. First of all, I was a registered assistant guide for about 20 years. I went into the field about five times, and the reason was, I'll make this brief, I lived in McGrath for 20 years, and when I relocated to Bethel, there are two very drastic different geographical regions, and I thought I was leaving God's country, if you will, and going to Bethel, and I was very displaced. So a way to get back up into the mountains was to be a registered assistant guide and then go work for a friend of mine up in the mountains again, and that was a way to do a vacation slash get to spend time with my friends. But with that being said, I haven't been registered maybe for the last 5 years now. I don't hold that assistant guide license anymore. But as far as your question about the balance part, for me, I know it goes hand in hand. You know, it gives you a very well-rounded perspective because they are kind of intertwined a lot. We do deal with, like, the big game board guide services. Say that 10 times fast. We generally have the same, animals as our main focus. So I do kind of see why they probably don't want that, but we're Alaskans, and, employment is limited. And I think, just by nature of it, is you're going to get people like me that have been in the industry at one time. And I don't really see that as a negative. I can see how maybe, people can say there's too many guides on the board of game, but maybe they should let their actions kind of see if that actually relates to that. I haven't really seen that from my perspective on the board of game, that where it dominates. Or that being a problem.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hoffman.
Other questions? Going once. All right. Well, thank you very much for your continued willingness to serve, Mr. Hoffman, in your history of service. We appreciate your willingness to be here today. And next, we're going to hear from Jerry Burnett from Juneau. He was initially appointed in February of 2019, and his term is set to expire June 30th, 2021. Please, Mr. Burnett, if you could place yourself on the record, give us a brief 2 to 3 minute introduction. Tell us about your background, why you're interested in service. We would appreciate it.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Jerry Burnett. I live in Juneau, Alaska, where I've lived since 1981. Many of the committee members know me from my time working for the legislature and/or for the Department of Revenue. I've hunted and fished most of my life with my father and brothers when I was young, and more recently with my son, who lives in Anchorage. And I've been involved heavily with the Alaska Outdoor Council and the Territorial Sportsmen in Juneau over the past 25 years at least. I've been the president and a board member and the president of both of those organizations. As you say, I was appointed to the board in 2019, and I also am the board's representative on the Big Game Commercial Services Board at this time. And I would appreciate your positive consideration with my nomination. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Burnett. Do we have questions from members of the committee? Senator Stevens.
Sir, just my comment that I appreciated always working with Jerry when he was with the Revenue, and I'm pleased to see that you are staying involved even though you have retired. Thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
Other questions? All right, thank you, Mr. Burnett. Next, we are going to move on to the Big Game Commercial Services Board. This board licenses and regulates the activities of providers of commercial services to big game hunters in the interest of the state's wildlife resources. We'll first hear from Eli Cyrus. He was appointed on February 21st, 2021 to the private landholders a restricted seat, and his term will expire on March 3rd, 2024. So, Mr. Cyrus, if you could please introduce yourself for the record, give us a brief 2 to 3 minutes, personal background, and why you're interested in serving. All right. Well, it looks like we have actually lost Mr. Cyrus. So we will move on to Martin from Glen Allen. If you could, Martin's appointment began on March 1st, 2021 in the licensed transporter seat, and his term will expire on March 1st, 2025. Martin, if you could please introduce yourself for the record, give us a brief 2 to 3 minute introduction, a little background and why you're interested in serving, and if you could, please teach me how to pronounce your last name.
Okay. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and committee members. My name is Martin, and the last name is pronounced Bonick. And my family and I own and operate an air taxi and transporter service out of Glen Allen, primarily flying from the Talkeetnas to the Canadian border up into the Alaska Range down the Tugat range. So we cover quite a big area, units 11, 12, and 13 primarily. I've been a lifelong hunter and trapper since I was about 10 years old and really enjoy it and think it's important to keep the resource in a sustainable level, which is interesting watching some of that out, especially in the wrangles involved with the Park Service and so on. I don't have any particular agenda except for a couple things come to mind. There seems to be a lot of opportunity for cooperation and ways of finding maybe some compromise and operations between resident hunters, which we are primarily involved with as a transporter, and the guide services, although we actually do flying for the guide services. And then secondly, it's also important, I think, in that there is one other transporter on the Big Game Commercial Services Board that is a marine transporter, but no others that would be air taxi, air transporters. So I think it's important to have some representation from that service also.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Bonick. Do we have questions from members of the committee? Okay. Seeing none, we appreciate your willingness to serve. Thank you for being here to testify.
And I'm happy to help.
Great. All right, we're going to open public testimony. Actually, we're going to take a brief at ease and see if we can't track down Mr. Cyrus. Okay, we're back on the record. We are going to move on to public testimony. Public testimony on the five candidates we heard from today is now open. For those who are going to testify, please clarify who you are for the record, your affiliation, if you have any, which candidate you are commenting about, and if you are in support or opposed to that person. Please keep your comments brief. We have several folks online to testify, so between 1 and 2 minutes would be preferable, so that we can get through everybody and everybody has a chance to be heard. And I'd also like to encourage all of you, if you have not already, please submit your written testimony to our office, or the Senate Resources email is SRES@AKLEG.gov. That's SRES@AKLEG.gov. Okay, we're going to move on. We'll start with Mr. Rod Arno. Rod, if you could please put yourself on the record and give us your testimony.
Yes, thank you, Chairman Reback and Senate Resource Committee members, for the opportunity to briefly point out the Alaska Outdoor Council's support for all of Governor Dunleavy's appointments to the Board of Game. I'm Rod Arno, Palmer, Alaska, representing the Outdoor Council, which is a statewide federation of around 10,000 Alaskan outdoor folks who hunt, trap, fish, and recreate on public lands. AOC's written comments have been submitted to the committee. Board of Game members with experience in harvesting game on the sustained yield principle make the best board members for AOC membership. And all of the governor's appointees are qualified to scrutinize and adopt ADF&G management plans and allocate harvestable surplus of game. Thanks to the appointees for their willingness to volunteer to allocate a public resource back to the public. It's a contentious process. AOC strongly supports Lynn Keough. He's a lifetime Alaskan resident and hunter with years of experience of actually trapping. In fact, he and his dad were awarded the Trapper of the Year award by the Alaska Trapper Association just last year in 2020. Lynn spends time out in the field, and that's what's important to AOC membership, is that you get people on the board who have participated in the process and have been in the field. And we thank Lynn for his willingness to go ahead and put himself through this appointment process and the confirmation. AOC supported Lynn's confirmation to the Board of Game previously, but that confirmation was blocked by the anti-hunting community as well as a disgruntled state senator from the Kenai Peninsula who had no use for a sports fishing industry that competed with commercial fisheries in Cook Inlet. Today, Lynn is again being targeted as not worthy to volunteer his services for the Board of Game by the anti-hunting community, as well as a fringe group of non-resident hunters opposed to the big game guide operator industry in Alaska. Their complaints are unfounded based on Lynn's record of voting on the Board of Game. Lynn has spent 2 times on the Board of Game, both times. The record points out clearly that wildlife conservation was his first concern, and second was Alaskan resident hunters whenever he deliberated on proposals. Stosh, I've been watching the board for 40 years, and Stosh has been a strong advocate for conservation and use of game by rural residents as a food source. And when that's taken care of, then other hunters with harvestable surplus is available. AOC supports Stosh for his willingness to participate in the state regulatory process by allocating harvest of game when many rural residents have abandoned the state board process in favor of the federal system that provides them with a priority. So we thank Stosh for that. Terry Bennett, you heard, he's been a past president of AOC and the Territorial Sportsman. He understands the process and how the legislature has delegated the authority to the board. Jake is basically the Alaska Professional Hunters Association choice of the governors to represent a professional big game guide industry. And it makes no sense to have a Alaska Board of Game without a representative from the guide industry. That'd be similar to having the Board of Fish have no commercial fishermen on that board. The Alaska legislature has recognized the importance of the guide industry as an asset to the state and licensed the businesses professionally. It would make no sense for the legislature not to continue a professional big game guide member on the Board of Game. And Jake is the kind of person who could fill that seat now. We appreciate that. Okay, so you know, it's time for Alaskan hunters to pull together during this time of pandemic. We're doing the best we can to pay our own way in the state and not obstruct the important tasks of the legislatures at this critical time. Thank you for your attention to these confirmations, and please support these qualified Alaskans who have volunteered to serve on Alaska's Board of Game. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Arno, and I do just want to mention that you did notify our office prior and ask for some additional time, and so I appreciate you reaching out to us, and thank you for your testimony, your willingness to be here with us today. I'd like the record to please reflect that Senator Von Imhoff has been with us for quite some time. Welcome to Senator Von Imhoff. Do we have any questions for members of the committee at this time? All right. Seeing none, we're going to move on to Kenny Barber. Kenny Barber from Palmer. Sir, if you could please put yourself on the record and give us 1 to 2 minutes.
Sure. My name is Kenny Barber. I live in the Palmer area. And I support Lynn Keough 100% to the Board of Game. I've known Lynn for about 25 years. He's a real hard trapper, hunter. He does fish, like he says. I call him commercial fishermen, but they don't like that. But anyway, they're sport fishing, I guess. But I support Lynn, and I spent 2 years on a committee with Lynn on trapping on trails around Anchorage area, and I noticed that there was a lot of stuff in the newspaper and on the internet about Lynn. A lot of that's not true. That was all put up by somebody, I don't know who, but anyway, I just think that Lynn would make a real good guy on the Board of Game, and I support him, and that's all I got to say. And I like to support Stosh. He's been on there for a long time. I don't know the man very well, but I respect what he has to say. So that's it. That's all I got to say.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Barber. Next, we'll move on to Jim Kowalski from Fairbanks. Jim, could you please put yourself on the record and give us 1 to 2 minutes?
Sure. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. My name is Jim Kowalski. I'm testifying for Alaskans for Wildlife, for which I serve as the chairman. I'm talking to you from Fairbanks, where I have been a full-time resident for 50 years. I've been around a long time. I pay attention to what's going on. Speaking for Alaskans for Wildlife, I want to, in particular, remind you all members of the committee that there is a statute, not a regulation, but a statute. And it is reads in part, the governor shall appoint, other words, with a view to providing diversity of interests and points of view in the membership. This is a statute. It's a state law. It requires board diversity. This is a law that was passed by the legislature, signed by the governor, and promptly pretty much ignored since passage. The statute is 16.221B, and it is a statute that requires a diversity in the membership of the Alaska Board of Game. This is a diversity that for many, many, many years has been ignored. So I would like you, please, each of you, to pay some attention to a law that requires a Board of Game that is not a board of trappers and hunters, reminding you that Article 8 of the state's constitution makes very clear all Alaskans are stakeholders. All Alaskans are stakeholders, and they require a diverse board of game which has not existed for quite some time. In particular, I want to make reference to what has already been talked about regarding the excessive interest in consumptive use of wildlife and pretty much ignored the non-consumptive use. So that's my testimony, and we are strongly opposed to Mr. Keel. He made his point that he has a soiled record. He explained it to you in some minor detail. He did not show good judgment. The government of Alaska needs different kind of people than that. So we strongly oppose Mr. Keel in his second attempt to get appointed to the Board of Game. So for members of the committee, the governor has not done his job either by picking consumptive users and ignoring the prerogative in state statute that says there should be a diversity. So could we now, please, in the future, start in that direction? I close with the economic importance of wildlife in 2011. That's a study published in 2014 by Department of Fish and Game. It's done by Eco Northwest in Portland, and it's a credible study. It's peer-reviewed. It points out that the economic benefits of non-consumptive users, the non-hunter in Alaska, is nearly two times that of the hunting profession. So we're asking for diversity. It's required in the law, and we would like you to set the governor straight. He's overreached by
we're pushing several minutes. If you could wrap it up, please.
Yes. I've wrapped it up. Go.
Thank you, Mr. Thank Kowalski. Thank you very much for your testimony. Next, we'll move on to Mark Richards. Mark from Fairbanks, if you could please put yourself on the record. Give us 1 to 2 minutes.
Can you hear me okay, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Okay. Good afternoon, Chair Reback and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Mark Richards. I'm the Executive Director for Resident Hunters of Alaska, and I'm calling in today for nearly 3,000 members from across the state in opposition to the addition of two more guides, Lynn Keel and Jake Fletcher, to the Board of Game. I refer you to our most recent April 12th letter, which you should have in your packet. We highlighted just two among many examples of continued bias on the Board of Game in favor of commercial hunting interests. One of these examples is the Kodiak brown bear draw permit system and a lawsuit we are involved with against the Board of Game that is unconstitutional per Article 8 of our state constitution. Mr. Fletcher is a Kodiak guide who takes advantage of that system, in which up to 40% of these coveted permits are allocated to non-resident guided hunters who, unlike resident hunters, do not even have to go through the permit system. They can, if they have $20,000+, simply call the guide and sign an agreement and pick up an over-the-counter permit in Kodiak. Unlike resident brown bear hunters who have a 1 to 3% chance of drawing a permit, non-resident guided hunters all have a 100% opportunity to hunt. The same is also true for other draw hunts the Board of Game has authorized, such as a moose draw hunt where the board has allocated 50% of the permits to non-residents. There are many other examples, and for too long the Board of Game has passed regulations that favor non-resident hunters over residents. We need to change this dynamic, and the addition of two more guides to the board is the exact opposite direction we should go. There are an average 100,000 Alaskan residents who purchase a hunting license annually who contribute over $1 billion to our economy. Resident guides make up less than 1% of resident hunters, and if you confirm these two guide appointees, there will be three guides and one retired guide on the board, cementing commercial interest over those of resident hunters. I want to make it clear that we are not opposing Mr. Keel or Mr. Fletcher based on anything other than they hold guide licenses. The fact that they state that they are residents first and guides second really doesn't add up. If we want residents first on the Board of Game, appoint residents who don't hold a guide license. We urge you to oppose the confirmation of Mr. Fletcher and Mr. Keel, as it would completely unbalance the Board of Game in favor of commercial interests. I'm happy to answer any questions at any time. Thank you for your time, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Richards, for your testimony. Next, we'll go to Keelan Taylor from Anchorage. Keelan, if you could put your put yourself on the record. Give us 1 to 2 minutes, please.
Sure. Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I thank you for the opportunity to testify. I am Neilan Taylor, and I'm testifying for myself. I live in Anchorage, and I've lived here in Anchorage for 45 years. I am here to testify against the appointment of Lynn Keough to the Board of Game. I do so in part because of my experiences dealing with Mr. Keough when we were both members of a Board of Game subcommittee. That was a long time ago, in 2000 to 2001, but I think my experience there is still relevant to his suitability to be a member of the Board of Game. The purpose of this subcommittee was to get trappers and non-trappers together to see if consensus could be reached on measures to reduce the killing and maiming of dogs on popular hiking trails in this part of the state. I recall 6 meetings. There were 3 trappers and 3 non-trappers. And the chair of the subcommittee was a member of the Board of Game. We had staff support. My point is that this was supposed to be a serious effort to accomplish something. Mr. Keough was very difficult, both on a personal level and also substantively. I'd like to add very briefly that Kenny Barber was also on that subcommittee representing, he's a trapper. He was easy to get along with. He's a nice guy. I guess my point is that, you know, we can work together. We can try to reach consensus on some of these things. It is possible, but not with Mr. Keough. He was very difficult, both on a personal level and also substantively. On several occasions, Mr. Keough made derogatory personal comments directed at the non-trappers. That was a problem. Substantively, Mr. Keough opposed all measures that might restrict the freedom of trappers to put their traps wherever they choose. That includes, for instance, the freedom to set a 330 conibear next to a developed trail in Chugach State Park. The only thing Mr. Keough supported were signs warning dog owners to watch out for traps. We, the non-trappers, wanted more, and so no consensus was reached, and as a result, the Board of Game did nothing and hasn't done anything in this part of the state for the last 20 years. As a response to that non-action, we, the activists who want to see something done, have gone to our municipal assemblies. And here in Anchorage, we had success, as many of you may know, in a measure that bans traps within 50 yards of a long list of trails.
And sir, if you could please wrap up your testimony.
I hope that you, the members of the committee, will send a message by voting no on Mr. Keough's nomination. And I hope that the message is that the other members of the Board of Game do something to provide for safe trails. Thank you.
Thank you, Neilan. We appreciate your testimony. Next, we'll move on to Lorraine Temple. Lorraine from Cooper Landing, could you please put yourself on the record and give us 1 to 2 minutes?
Yes. My name is Lorraine Temple, and I'm testifying on behalf of myself. I'm a 37-year resident of the Kenai Peninsula. I'm a member of the Cooper Landing Advisory Committee, a business owner, boat captain, and backcountry guide. And I have grave concerns over the appointment of Mr. Keough to the Board of Game for a variety of reasons. There seems to be a lack of respect and integrity historically in Mr. Keough's business operations with multiple infractions over the years. The appointment to the Board of Game is an important regulating body that needs to have the highest character possible, and I don't feel this is exemplary with Mr. Keough. His actions have seemed self-serving and disrespectful of the very area he operates in. My home overlooks the Kenai River and Cooper Landing, and I am concerned about the health and biodiversity of what I call my backyard. Two, our wilderness areas are a resource to be enjoyed by a variety of public user groups. The regulation of such should most definitely reflect the diversity. The Board of Game currently does not do this, and the appointment of Mr. Keough would further weight the board towards hunting and trapping support regulations instead of an evenly reflected consideration of all groups, including recreational users. In actuality, the percentage of trappers statewide is right around 0.04%, leaving 99.6% as non-trappers. There's a huge concern on the peninsula, especially with traps close to trails, and the potential harm and fatal interactions with dogs. This causes a tremendous emotional toll and burden on winter enthusiasts and dog lovers, as well as families with small children, and we feel rather disregarded by the ATA. After looking at Mr. Keough's Facebook page cover and the number of pelts, which I found disturbing, I'm remiss to think he would have an objective, healthy opinion on the trap setback issues currently back in the spotlight. Today, in Mr. Keough's application to be on the board, he stipulated the first three interests as trapping, hunting, and fishing, and didn't recognize recreational users at all.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Temple. Next, we'll move on to Wayne Kuba. Wayne, if you could please put yourself on the record and give us your testimony.
Yes. Excuse me. Good afternoon, Chairman Reback and Senate Resources Committee members. My name is Wayne Kubat, and I'm the Vice President of Alaska Professional Hunters Association, APHA for short. I'm calling this afternoon from Windy Wasilla, and we support all candidates for the Board of Game and the Big Game Commercial Services Board. The APHA supports the reappointment of Mr. Jerry Burnett, Mr. Stanley Hoffman, and the appointment of Mr. Lynn Keough and Mr. Jake Fletcher to the Alaska Board of Game. APHA believes that these four men will bring unique viewpoints and experience from across the state to the board. These men have all shown themselves to be accessible to the public, willing to listen to all sides of an issue, and committed to making the best decision on wildlife issues that they possibly can. You know, you've heard a lot about too many guys on the board. You know, the more experience out in the field and with game, I think that's a plus, not a minus. The fact that one holds a license that he doesn't actively pursue or has in the past makes him biased one way or the other, I just don't agree with that. We respectfully ask that you support all of those concerning the Big Game Commercial Services Board. APHA is very appreciative of Mr. Cyrus and Mr. Bonick for being willing to serve. We support both of them. We watched them participate in the March meeting. We were impressed with their contribution and their participation. We think they will do very well. Please support them. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Kuba. Next, we'll move on to Nicole Schmidt from Anchorage. Nicole, if you could please put yourself on the record and give us your testimony.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. My name is Nicole Schmidt. I'm the executive director of the Alaska Wildlife Alliance. I'm also a registered hunter in the state and often hunt for moose on the Kenai, where my family is. I'm testifying on behalf of Alaska Wildlife Alliance. We have members across the state, hundreds of members. Many of them are resident hunters as well. And we're testifying today in opposition to Mr. Keough for the board under basically two principles. The first is what you've heard a lot of, diversity on the board. The Alaska Trappers Association and trappers in general have a lot of representation already on the Board of Game through the representation of Al Barrett. And absolutely, trappers deserve a voice on the Board of Game. They're a user. But if Mr. Keough is confirmed, that would basically be a third of the board directly representing the Alaska Trappers Association. And there are between 2,000 and 3,000 trappers in Alaska, which represent 0.02% of registered hunters and 0.004% of the entire state of Alaska. On the count of diversity, we have concerns there. And the second is that our organization has had a lot of concerns about the way that predator control has been implemented in the state. And as I said, I have family on the Kenai, so I remember in 2011, 2012, before Mr. Keough's confirmation hearing, at the Board of Game meeting, ADF&G had stated that there were low moose numbers because of bull-to-cow ratio, barren cows and some habitat concerns. They did not list wolf predation as one of the key reasons for declining wolf populations, and yet Mr. Keough voted for wolf control in Game Unit 15C and for aerial wolf hunting in the Lower Peninsula, and was questioned about it in his confirmation hearing later that year. And I think that it's important because the Board of Game makes a lot of allocative decisions, and as you've heard from others, there's concerns about how Mr. Keough works with others, especially with users that he might disagree with. But there are also really serious management decisions with applied science that need to be considered, and this blatant disregard for ADF&G biologists who said wolves weren't the problem, and yet Mr. Keough continued to basically scapegoat predators and go around an issue that wasn't solved by that vote. So, you know, predator control can be applied thoughtfully in very rare situations. It should be seen as a last-ditch effort because it just doesn't do any good to disregard science. You're not getting to the core of the problem. And so I'll just leave it with thoughts that, you know, there's one scientist on the Board of Game right now, and we're facing climate change, you know, so many variables that are affecting wildlife. We really encourage the legislature to look at the diversity on the Board of Game and make the best decision for this very, very powerful board. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole. Next, we'll move on to Jacob Barrett. Jacob, if you could put yourself on the record and give us your testimony.
Yeah, can the board hear me? Yep.
Yes, we can hear you.
All right. My name's Jacob Barrett, and I'm just calling to voice my support on the confirmation of Lynn Keough. I believe he will keep the interest of Alaskans his top priority, as he's shown previously. I do not believe that him holding professional licenses takes away from his position on the board, but adds to his wealth and knowledge he brings to the table. I'm actually driving right now, so that's all I'll leave you guys with.
Thank you, Jacob. I do not see any other folks online to testify, and no one in the room, so we're going to close public testimony. Public testimony is now closed. I would, if we still have Mr. Keough online, Mr. Keough, you've been brought up several times here in testimony, or if you're still there, would you like to respond to anything you've heard? Please put yourself on the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Lynn Keough here. You know, I've read a lot of the opposing letters to me, primarily from resident hunters. And the thing that stands out is even in their letter, they say that I'm qualified. They're simply opposing me for a piece of paper that I hold. I guess I don't really even know what to say to that. I'm an Alaska, lifelong Alaska resident. I'm a father, a grandfather. My family practices a subsistence lifestyle. So I guess I'm lost. Why I definitely wouldn't be able to represent a resident's interest on the Board of Game. If you look at my past voting record, I've done exactly that. I've represented the interests of Alaskans. I've supported proposals that would provide additional opportunity to residents with little or no biological concern. There was a proposal that was submitted by a guide to allocate 50% of the moose harvest to this one individual guide. I don't believe it's the board's job or position to allocate a public resource solely to one individual. So I voted against it. The proposal passed, but I opposed it. So I don't know. Is there some other question you'd like me to address?
No, unless we have other questions from members of the committee for you at this time. No, thank you, Mr. Keough. We just wanted to give you an opportunity to respond to some of the things that we heard in testimony. So, again, thank you for your willingness to serve.
I can have just a second more.
You sure can. Please put yourself back on the record.
Address is the fact that I did serve on a trap and trail committee in 2001, I believe, roughly 20 years ago. There was, like I said, there were six members on it. We did reach consensus. Of course, the consensus, well, it was probably not to the point that some of the members wanted, but at the same time, I never berated anybody in that meeting. I did stand my ground, but I did not start any meeting berating anybody or name calling or anything associated with that. That's absolutely not true. Other members of the board on that committee could also clear that up too. I just want to make that clarification.
All right, thank you, Mr. Keough. We're going to move on. Public testimony is closed. Do we have any final questions or comments from members of the committee? All right, seeing none, I would entertain a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the following named appointees for the Board of Game be forwarded to a joint session of the legislature for consideration: Jacob Fletcher of Talkeetna, Lynn Keough of Anchorage, Stanley Hoffman of Bethel, and Jerry Burnett of Juneau.
Is there an objection? Seeing none, the motion passes. Can I get another motion?
Certainly, Mr. Chairman. I move that the following named appointees to the Big Game Commercial Services Board be forwarded to a joint session of the legislature for consideration: Martin Bonick, Glenn Allen.
Thank you. Is there an objection? Seeing none, the motion passes. And for the record, in accordance with AS 3905080, a signature on this report does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individuals during any further sessions. We're going to wrap up. Please stick around to sign these forms. The next meeting will be held on Friday, April 16th, 2021. And we plan to hear five Board of Fish appointees, as well as the Alaska Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission appointee. And this meeting, before I adjourn, I'd just like to again thank you to all those who called in to testify, and all the appointees, thank you for your willingness to serve. And with that, this meeting is adjourned at 4:33 p.m.